This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
A statement by Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, the companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, من كان مستنا فليستنى بمن قد مات. Whoever wants to follow a path of guidance, let him take the path of those who died. Why? فإن الحي لا تؤمن عليه الفتنة. Because the living are not still safe from the fitna. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam every day would make this dua, Ya muqallib al-qulub, thabbit qalbi ala deenik. Oh Allah, you change hearts. Make my heart firm upon your deen. ولذلك الثبات هذا نعمة من الله سبحانه وتعالى. Being steadfast on the religion is a grant from Allah. Don't take it for granted. You should be grateful for it. فابن مسعود says, if you want to follow someone in the area of the religion, if you want to take your religion, take it from those who passed away. Because you may admire a speaker, you may admire a scholar, and what if the scholar goes astray tomorrow? Then you're going to go astray with him? The statement is not over yet. You know what Ibn Mas'ud said? أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. I mean the companions of the Prophet صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. That's what he meant by follow them. Why? كانوا أفضل هذه الأمة. They were the best of this ummah. وهذا كلام ابن مسعود. Yes, this is the statement of ابن مسعود. But قال صلى الله عليه وسلم خير الناس قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. الحديث في البخاري ومسلم. The best of the Muslims are my generation, my ashab. And then the second best and the third best, three generations before the fitna started in the ummah. ورب العالمين praised them in the Quran. والسابقون الأولون من المهاجرين والأنصار والذين اتبعوهم بإحسان رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه. Imagine Allah is saying that I'm pleased with them. And by the way, you know, we human, I can be pleased with you today, but you know what, tomorrow my heart may change towards you. ولذلك there is a hadith out there which is في سندي كلام للأمانة العلمية. A Bedouin said to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, Ya Muhammad, that's how a Bedouin would speak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We shouldn't do that. But he said that, Inna madhi zain wa inna dhammi sheen. If I praise you, you're done. No one can take you down. And if I defame you, if I take you down, no one can take you up. You know what the Prophet, Dhaka Rabbul Alameen, only Allah can do this. Stop. You may hate me today, but you know what? Allah could change your heart to like me tomorrow. Likewise. That is what is meant by it. When Allah says, I'm pleased with them, it's done. Because Allah knows the unseen. Allah knows what they will do until they die. كانوا أفضل هذه الأمة. That's one. أطهرها قلوبا. They had the purest of hearts. وأعمقها علما, the deepest in knowledge. Look, I love this one. وأقلها تكلفا. And they would not pretend and act like they know. تكلف هذا في العلم. Enough. Look what Ibn Mas'ud said. اختارهم الله تعالى لصحبة نبيه وإقامة دينه. Enough that Allah chosen them to be the companions of His Messenger and to establish His religion in earth. فاعرفوا فضلهم. Recognize them in your lives. Recognize them. واتبعوهم في آثارهم. Follow their footsteps. واقتدوا وتمسكوا بما استطعتم من أخلاقهم وسيرهم فإنهم كانوا على الصراط المستقيم. Strive to follow their footsteps. Why, ya ikhwa? Why should we go back to the Sahaba and not to cling to modern, progressive, whatever it is, intellectual? Because you need to understand that the wahy used to come down while they are alive, the revelation. You know that the Quran and Sunnah, 23 years, the Quran was revealed 23 years. Just for you to understand this, في صحيح إمام مسلم أبو بكر أن عمر ابن الخطاب رضي الله عنه أبو بكر ست عمر يا عمر هيا بنا نزور أم أيمن. Let's go and visit أم أيمن. Who's أم أيمن? The Abyssinian lady who has taken care of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم after the death of his mother. And she lived and after the Prophet died. فَإِنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ كَانَ يُكْثِرُ مِنْ زِيَارَتِهَا. شوف الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم used to visit her a lot. Okay, let's go. As soon as أم أيمن saw both of them, she broke in tears. Now they assume that she remembered the Prophet who is dead now, and you know, they try to accommodate her. يا أم أيمن, you know that Rasulullah is in a better position than us now. يعني he is with Allah. And he said, Wallahi, this is not why I'm crying. Why are you crying? With his death, انقطع الوحي من السماء. شايف? With his death, there is no revelation. خلاص, the connection between earth and heaven is what? Can you imagine this? The Sahaba would do something, Allah doesn't like it, Jibreel comes. No. A community that was managed, if I may use the word, or administered by divine. That's why all was go there. The Quran and the Sunnah, al-wahy, let me use the word al-wahy, was revealed during their time. The question here, how did they receive it? How did they take it? How was the reception of the revelation? Look at this. Four words, brothers and sisters in Islam. Four words. تصديق الخبر تنفيذ الأمر. ما هو, listen, كلام الله, the speech of Allah, أو كلام نبي, let's use the word الوحي. The revelation, whether it is akhbar, what does it mean akhbar? News, information. Akhbar means information. Information about the unseen, things that you do not see because it happened in the past, like the news of the nations who came before us. It will happen in the future, like Ya'juj and Ma'juj, the Antichrist. Ghaib, unseen, you do not see it. Or it's happening now, but beyond your senses. You don't see it. It's happening somewhere in earth, but you do not see it. Akhbar. What is the second part? Awamir. Do, do not do. And if you look at those two, Akhbar talks about the six pillars of Iman. Akhbar is normally news, is about what? Iman. Who's Allah? Angels. Books, messengers, day of judgment, qadr. You have no way to verify that. It's for you news. You don't know. You cannot literally prove it. That's why it's called ghaib, unseen. Awamir, do and do not do, that's in Islam. The second, Islam. Salah, zakah, pray 5 times a day. Don't commit adultery. No usury. Hajj. Awamir. How they dealt with both? If you look into the Quran and the Sunnah, is those two. Those two. Information, akhbar, or awamir. Do. How did they deal with the first one? First of all, if I tell you information or news, possibly I'm telling the truth or lying. Two choices here. And why I'm saying, imagine this. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed that verse in Surah Al-Shu'ara, commanding the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after 3 years of his prophethood, وَأَنذِرْ عَشِيرَتَكَ الْأَقْرَبِينَ, warn your kins now. Let's declare this message. Ibn Abbas says, al-Hadith al-Bukhari wa Muslim, he went up to Safa, the mountain when we do Hajj, we do Safa there, he went up the top of the mountain. Ya Bani Fihr, Ya Bani Adi, he called upon the Butun Mecca, the tribes. Here it is. Khabara. Information. What if I tell you behind this mountain there is an army who will come to attack you? يحتمل الصدق والكذب. I'm telling you something. Whether it is true or whether it is what? A lie. Will you believe me? I'm quoting the hadith for that. Of course they said, ما عهدنا عليك, we never experienced you what? We have no reason not to believe you. Like al-Hudhud also. You know when al-Hudhud came to Sulaiman? أحط بما لم تحط به وجئتك من سبأ, في قراءة كده, بنبأ يقين. I brought you نبأ يقين. قال سننظر أصدقت أم كنت من الكاذبين. I'm not going to believe. Let me verify this. خبر. طيب. You could believe it or you could be lied. Now, the akhbar, the information which came in the Quran and the Sunnah, how people receive them? 6 types. 3 will make that person a kafir, and 3 will make him a Muslim. 6 levels, the way that you receive the akhbar. 3 will make that person a kafir. He's not a Muslim. And don't you dare assume that I'm making takfir here. I mean, this is what we call mutlaq. It's like whoever insults the messenger of Allah is a kafir. هذا بيقول سمو مطلق. يعني I didn't say that. Before I say you are, I have to bring you, brother. السلام عليكم. Do you know this is haram and ignorance? Haram. Why are we saying? You have to establish. You have to educate the people before you do that. Be careful. But you can do على إطلاق. إطلاق. Can say whoever does this, whoever insults Allah is a kafir. Whoever doesn't believe in Ya'juj and Ma'juj is a, you can say that. Itlaq, مش تخصيص. You're not pointing finger here. That's the point. For what is the first one? They call it al-wahmu. The ideal English word is delusion. I tell you, listen, there is a God. Well, yeah, but you know, I studied in high school evolution, and the amount of belief in the khabar, in the information, is less than the disbelief. And normally these things are triggered by waswas, by shaitan comes to you, come on man, what is this? You know, wahm, delusion. And this is very dangerous, by the way. And this is the lowest. And a lot of people are like this. Oh, stay away from Islam. They're going to put your names on the list. Sometimes it comes to you, especially the Islamophobia amongst the Muslim community. Oh, don't do that. Shaitan comes to you and he makes you imagine. It's like, you know, there is somebody who died inside this house, and you go inside the house and you're afraid that the person is going to be coming back to life and he's going to come after you. No, I'm not going to sleep here tonight. Just that type of thing. Wahm. Things are unreal. So that's a kafir right here, not a Muslim. Look at that. Level up now. One level up. Shak. You know what shak is? When you believe and disbelieve in it equally. 50% here, 50% here. من شك في صلاته فليلغي الشك وليبني على اليقين. You're praying four rak'ahs. The third rak'ah, is it the fourth or the third? Is it the fourth or the third? Check. 50%. Cancel the doubt and build on the third. You're certain about the third. Build on that. So 50-50. Check. You say that, oh, it doesn't make any sense to me. I'm doubting it. I'm doubting it. So that's, again, this doesn't make you a Muslim. That's not a Muslim. Does Allah exist? Yeah, but, you know, I read Aflatun, Socrates, philosophy, Ibn Sina. Huh? But, doesn't make you a Muslim. Look at that other level now. والشك يا إخوة يدعو إلى الريبة. الشك is and this is how the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم told us, إذا حدثكم أهل الكتاب فلا تصدقوهم ولا تكذبوا. When the people of the book speak to you, do not believe them, do not what? Belie them. 50-50. Say آمنا بالله. Say آمنا بالله. So if what you're saying is right, then Allah and His Messenger said it, so we believe it. If you're saying is wrong, then we don't believe it. 50-50. Two. Here is the most dangerous one now. The third one. الظنّ. ظن. What is ظن? That you believe it. You believe in the khabar. 99.9999999999. Not a Muslim still. With that even one, whatever, 0000000% doubt, one, suspicion, that you're suspicious. Doesn't make you a Muslim still. Doesn't. Shuf, look. وَإِذَا قِيلَ إِنَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقٌّ وَالسَّاعَةُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهَا قُلْتُمْ مَا نَدْرِي مَا السَّاعَةُ إن ظن إلا ظنا وما نحن بمستيقنين. When it was said to them in this world, that statement in the day of judgment, that there is a day of judgment and there is a resurrection, you used to say what? We're having suspicion about this. You know, it doesn't make sense to me. It's dangerous. ظن. والظن هذا. شوف in the day of judgment. ولو ترى إذ المجرمون ناكسوا رؤوسهم عند ربهم ربنا أبصرنا وسمعنا فارجعنا نعمل صالحا إنا موقنون. If you would see the transgressors in the day of judgment who were skeptical about these akhbar, about the unseen in the day of judgment, they will say, oh Allah, bring us back. Now we'll have certainty about it. So those are the three. Three, if you're a Muslim, and if you have them, it takes that person out of Islam again if he knows what he's doing. Oh. طيب. What is the one thing that you must have in order to dismiss delusion? Doubt. Suspicion. Yaqeen, certainty. Does Allah exist? Yes, 100%. No question about it, my friend. There is a day of judgment? Yes, just to show you that field of tawheed, of aqeedah, of imaniyat is neglected. Who amongst you remember this date? December 22nd, 2012. What was so special about it? Some people thought that the Day of Judgment is going to happen on this day. Allah is my witness. I had a phone call from a Muslim, Sheikh, on the 18th of December. So that means 4 days before the event. Sheikh, 4 days are left in the world. How do you think I should spend those 4 days? A Muslim had a? When Jibreel alayhi salam came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mata as-sa'a, when is the hour? The one who is asked doesn't know better than the one who is being asking. Mal mas'ulu anha bi'a. Now you want to tell me some waqus out there figured out when the Day of Judgment is? Anta Muslim anta? Huh? Ah. Fahada hu. Hada hu. Of course we educate the sister, be nice. Because they, a lot of Muslims, they have ignorance. Wallahi, a lot of Muslims, they fall into these things out of ignorance. They just don't know. So you have to be kind and nice to them. I educated the sister and I told her, sister, you know, this shahid is, you must have certainty in order to negate. It doesn't make any sense to me. Because, listen, when you talk about Ya'juj and Ma'juj, when you talk about unseen, when we talk about the Day of Judgment, we mentioned that Arkanul Iman, there are 6 articles of Iman. The 5th one is the Day of Judgment. When we talk about the Day of Judgment, one of the components of the Day of Judgment, the signs of the hour. The signs of the hour. The signs of the Day of Judgment. The signs. Now, the signs of the hour, meaning what will happen before the Day of Judgment. Minor signs, major signs. Now, major signs. Look at this. There is a man out there. There is a man out there hidden in an island. He's chained, called the Antichrist, waiting to be released to come out and do his mischief. You tell me, use your intellect. How is he living there? Where is this island? We don't do that. We just believe it. All what you have to ask, did the Prophet say that? That's all. You see, during the time of the Prophet, by the way, imagine, and it's like now, okay guys, you know last night, you know where I've been last night? I went to the moon and I came back. Probably some of you are going to drag me down, get out of here, man. Imagine the Prophet, one day he came to the people in Mecca, said, by the way, I went to Jerusalem last night, I came back. He didn't even tell them I went to the 7th heaven. He didn't talk to them about Mi'raj. Mi'raj, that's... No, he said, well, I went to Jerusalem and I came back last night. Some Muslims left Islam. Why? Because they employed their what? Their intellect. استخدام العقل. How did he go? You see, لم يتعبدك الله بالكيفية في الغيبيات. افهمها هكذا. Allah did not demand from you to figure out how about once it comes to unseen. What you're supposed to do is you believe it in a way that fits Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look, they went to Abu Bakr. Some Muslims, by the way, left Islam because of this. They went to Abu Bakr. What was the question of Abu Bakr? And that's the question that you should ask. Did he say that? That's all. You just make sure that this khabar came from who? That's all. It's in the Quran. Ya'juj and Ma'juj is in the Quran. حتى إذا فتحت يأجوج ومأجوج وهم من كل حدب ينسلون. And their story in Surah Al-Kahf. Where Sunnah explains that they are behind a wall somewhere and they are... You figuring out how they are, and that's not your business, my friend. That's not your business. Stay away from it. You don't have to... Like we get this, those people who try to look at the signs of the Day of Judgment. Oh, the Day of Judgment is this superpower and this. They try to clothe these signs into current events. These events happened before. What we're having is happened before. History repeats itself. Don't do that. Just believe it. Well, try, but don't come out and cause people skepticism about the religion, because this is the subject of aqeedah. I will address the point of yaqeen inshaAllah. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. الحمد لله رب العالمين له الحمد الحسن والثناء الجميل وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له يقول الحق وهو يهدي السبيل وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وعلى من اتبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. So for you to be a Muslim, level one, you must have firm, solid conviction in the akhbar, provided that it's from Allah. That solid, firm conviction dismisses, negates delusion, shak, dhan. And you cannot employ your mind. You cannot. If you're going to do this, okay. By the way, Prophet Isa, alayhi salam, don't you believe that? Prophet Isa is raised up to, he's in the heaven. How is he in the heaven? How is he living? Tell me. You want to create a scenario now? How? Oh, he's up there in that third level. And then in the morning, he gets his breakfast from that place. And then lunch, by the way, comes to him from... Oof. هذا طريق الجهمية. جهم. There is a sect in Islam called الجهمية. Intellectual. معتزلة. They place the intellect ahead of the revelation. فاليقين هذا, how do you gain it? Three levels. Like there are three levels down, three levels up. You gain it because of hearing, because of learning it. It's called علم اليقين. Certainty, firm certainty, firm conviction, solid conviction on the basis of knowledge that you learn. That's why you're supposed to read. Read the revelation. Read Quran. Read the sunnah. وهذا منشد في القرآن. في ألهاكم التكاثر حتى زرتم المقابر كلا سوف تعلمون ثم كلا سوف تعلمون كلا لو تعلمون علم اليقين. So, certainty on the basis of knowledge that you read. Or you hear. There is one level up now. That makes you a Muslim. You cannot let this go. Because if you let this go, that means delusion, doubt, suspicion got into your faith. You have to establish this. طيب, you can go up now. You can go one level up now. What is one level up? عين اليقين. Certainty because you saw. And when you see, it's different to what? Rasulullah ﷺ mentioned that statement. He said, لَيْسَ الْخَبَرُ كَالْمُعَايَنَةِ. Being told about something is not like seeing it. You know, in what occasion did the Prophet say that? When Musa came to meet Allah, مَا أَعْجَلَكَ عَنْ قَوْمُكَ يَا مُوسَى. Why are you here and you left your people behind you? قَالَ هُمْ أُولَاءِ عَلَىٰ أَثَرِي وَعَجِلْتُ إِلَيْكَ رَبِّي لِتَرْضَى. قَالَ فَإِنَّا قَدْ فَتَنَّا قَوْمَكَ مِنْ بَعْدِكَ. They are worshipping the calf in the desert. Musa did not react, by the way, at all. He didn't do anything. Because he heard it. But when he saw and when he came and he saw his people actually going around the calf, and what did he do? أَلْقَى الْأَلْوَاحَ أَخَذَ بِرَأْسِ أَخِيهِ يَجُرُّهُ إِلَيْهِ. And this is how, by the way, we understand, because some people misunderstand the request of Ibrahim. وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّ أَرِنِي كَيْفَ تُحْيِي الْمَوْتَ. Ibrahim is asking Allah, can you show me, can you make me see how do you raise the dead? Listen, Ibrahim did not doubt. Ibrahim had the knowledge of certainty. He was certain on the basis of knowledge that he knows, he believes. He has a solid conviction that Allah raises the dead. But he wanted to upgrade what? One level up. I want to see it. Because he's the friend of Allah. Allah said to him, I'm going to make you go to the third level. What is the third level? حق اليقين. When you actually feel it. When you taste it. حق اليقين. The truth. Because you feel it. And let me conclude by this. I'm sorry, I took 5 minutes over my time. I'll be done here in a minute. في صحيح الإمام مسلم a famous hadith, Nafaq Hanzala. Imagine one of the companions came to Abu Bakr and he said, I'm a hypocrite. Why? Why am I a hypocrite? Abu Bakr said to him, why are you saying this? إِذَا كُنَّا مَعَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ When we are with the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and he would speak to us about Jannah and Hell, كَأَنَّا نَرَاهَا رَأْيَ عَيْنٍ As if we see it. Imagine your iman goes up from knowledge, yaqeen, certainty, from yaqeen to what? The second level. عَيْنُ الْيَقِينِ right? So this is... And this is by the way, you see, the knowledge, certainty based in knowledge makes you a Muslim. Certainty on the basis of seeing it makes you a believer. And the highest level is al-muhsin, هذا الإسلام. لأن أهل السنة والجماعة يعتقدون إيمان goes up and what? So you could fluctuate between those three, by the way. You could go up, okay. And nobody is consistent. I mean, you can't say, oh, I'm at the third level. لا. It goes up and down with what? طاعة, معصية. You're sitting like he, probably so look what the Prophet, so Abu Bakr, by the way, he said, man, I feel the same way. When I am with the Prophet ﷺ, when he would talk to us about Jannah and Hell as if we see it, but when we go back home, you know, that drops, that goes down. So let's go to the Prophet ﷺ and ask him about this. You know what the Prophet said to them? If you stay with me all the time, you will shake the hands of the angels. لو حق اليقين. Not only the عين. حق. But the way that Allah designed this world is what? ساعة وساعة. طبعا المصريين قالوا ساعة لقلبك وساعة لربك وفيلم تاني خالص هندي. لا. ساعة وساعة. That's what? You go from what? علم اليقين. عين اليقين. حق اليقين. حق اليقين. علم اليقين. إسلام إيمان إحسان. إسلام إيمان إحسان. إسلام إيمان إحسان. Like this until you die. But dare you allow doubts, suspicion, delusion come in the process. The moment you do this, you're at risk. You're at danger. So this is regarding the akhbar. What about the commands, brothers and sisters in Islam? I'm going to close in 2 minutes. And I'm sorry, I came all the way from Colorado to visit you. And I promise, in 2 minutes, inshallah. What about the awamir? What about the command? So the Sahaba, this is how they dealt with the akhbar. Have you ever heard a Sahabi saying, where is Ya'juj and Ma'juj? They are zombies somewhere. Have you ever heard anything? Have you ever heard how Allah rose above the throne? They never, because they do not employ their intellect in understanding the unseen. Once it comes to the commands, do this, do not do this. How did they respond? The command from Allah, سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. That's it. That's why they were empowered on earth in 10 years. I know a lot of you are virgin. I'm not saying this to give you a hard time. They took over Persia in 10 years because they had this attitude. It's from Allah, done. سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. We're not going to argue it. فَهَذَا هُوَ يَا إِخْوَةَ. The Sahaba were like that. So don't fall into the deception, into the tricks of a living student of knowledge or a living scholar and then blame. La, the Sahaba are there and how they believed and how they conducted themselves is available in the books. You are to blame yourself. If somebody causes you to lose your iman, lose your faith, bring you into confusion. اللهم ارزقنا اليقين يا رب العالمين اللهم ارزقنا اليقين يا رب العالمين اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا اللهم ارزقنا يقينا صادقا يا رب العالمين اللهم زدنا ايمانا ويقينا يا رب العالمين اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا واسرافنا في امرنا وثبت اقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين اللهم ارنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وارنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه اللهم انا نعوذ بك من الفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن اقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم